days of spectacular celebrations for the Diamond Jubilee. This is how the nation honoured its Queen.
The Queen looked beautiful.
The atmosphere is just brilliant. You know, everyone's happy.
It's just been amazing seeing the Princess and the Queen.
Prince Charles, I think he was absolutely marvellous what he said.
Resounding cheers around Epsom as Her Majesty arrives.
The Queen in particular is just an exemplar of everything that is British.
The Queen's arrived at Epsom Racecourse for the Derby, marking the first of several official Diamond Jubilee events over the next few days.
She's been met by a posse headed by the Lord Lieutenant of Surrey, and now the celebrations can begin in earnest.
It's a passion, it's a huge knowledge. Most of us wouldn't dare to talk to Her Majesty about any matters of a horse because she knows it all, she sees it. It's immense knowledge and immense passion built up over a very, very long time.
And Camelot with a furlong to go goes to the lead in the Derby, chased by Astrology, but it's Camelot, the odds-on favourite, and Aidan O'Brien's first Derby win since 2002 is totally effortless. Camelot wins close second. Astrology made sequence from Thought Worthy.
Pretty much everyone here's had her as the Queen whilst they've been growing up, so it's nice that they get a chance to see her.
To be this close on a day like this is just exciting.
Good morning. It's grey, misty and drizzly here at Putney Pier, where boats of all shapes and sizes are mustering. Church bells are ringing, Union Jacks are everywhere on bunting, umbrellas, flags, bandanas, and even on the shorts of the local joggers.
Among the 20,000 people on the water, I've seen some dressed up as sunflowers, some as pirates, others as elves. It's a truly wonderful spectacle, and we haven't even got started yet.
Huge crowds building here, and visitors continue to stream in.
All are clutching flags, which are being handed out for free in the streets. There's a 1950s swing orchestra, a record-breaking attempt for the tallest cake by the ladies of the WI, and you can even knit your own corgi.
I've been going to the royal events since 1977. I was at the Queen's Silver Jubilee, the Golden Jubilee, Prince Charles' wedding, William's wedding last year. And so I told myself I want to come for the diamond. This is a once in a lifetime.
We admire her, you know, 60 years as the Queen of the Commonwealth. What an outstanding achievement.
We're very privileged to have been chosen to be on board. And sailing up from Canary Wharf yesterday, going past the Cattisark, going past the O2, going past Greenwich and that, it's just a wonderful feeling to be on it.
Nationalities here. Everybody's dressed patriotically. I think it's a little cold, but that doesn't seem to be putting people off. Yeah, everybody's enjoying it.
It's a great event for the whole country. Some of the kids hopefully will remember for the rest of their lives.
The Queen will travel in a specially transformed barge. It's called the Spirit of Chartwell. It has a red, gold and purple colour scheme.
She is our floating palace for the day, transformed by master craftsmen. I mean, she's just gorgeous. So the gilt work, the sculpture, the flags around the side.
The pageant led off by a floating belfry sounding Jubilee bells.
Well, the moment has arrived. This is the centrepiece of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations. The Queen has boarded the Spirit of Chartwell, and we've now set off down towards Putney Bridge, where we'll join the formation behind her. I'm on an old police boat, and all around me there are vessels that have given great service to this country and to others. Either side of us, the banks are lined with people, all flying flags, waving and cheering. This is quite a spectacle.
So the motorised boat is going past me now. On the Thames, here in a very noisy Putney at the moment, there's live bands, the flag sellers are doing a roaring trade. The boats are now heading down towards Putney Bridge and onto Wandsworth Bridge, where they'll be met by the Queen.
We'll be passing some of London's most famous landmarks on the way to Tower Bridge.
Well, they call this the Avenue of Sails because all the ships that won't fit under the 13 bridges the Queen will travel under are all lined up. This is where most of the flotilla will sail past the Royal Barge, the last one playing God Save the Queen.
When you see how powerfully effective
the design of that royal barge, the very strong scarlet, purple and gold design that was designed to make this the absolute apple at the centre of the great event. It's worked extremely well.
The arrival of the flotilla here has been marked by pouring rain, but it hasn't dampened any spirits. We've had impromptu sing-songs, the sounding of horns, a gun salute from HMS Belfast earlier, and Tower Bridge has been opened specially. Now, the Queen's barge is now parked up to allow the other boats to sail past her. Among them somewhere is Richard Suchet.
The rain is coming down pretty hard now, and it's rather chilly out in the water, I have to say. The word from our skipper on board this historic police boat is that a vessel up ahead of us has broken down and some of the rowers have struggled to keep up. The crowds are as enthusiastic as ever. You can probably hear the horns around me and the crowd are roaring back. We're slightly behind schedule, but we'll get there in the end and give Her Majesty a good old wave.
After last year's royal wedding, this was another chance to showcase Britain's appetite for the monarchy. From those who'd prepared for months for the flotilla to those who decorated themselves in Union Jacks to come into central London to watch it. And not forgetting the thousands of street parties across the UK.
It means, like, getting together and having a party and celebrating the Queen on the throne.
We've had a street party and we've been doing some stalls.
We didn't think it was going to go ahead when we saw the weather and we were worried about that. But everyone's turned out in great spirits. They're not going to let a bit of rain dampen our fun and we're just going to party all day and night.
It's been cold and wonderful.
We love the Queen, love the barge. That gold barge was bling.
Great crowds, great atmosphere, really good day out.
It's just been amazing seeing the Princess and the Queens. I loved it.
No one does these things quite like the British. It rained for much of the day, but people came out in their hundreds of thousands. And as we idled along this great windy river, there was a sense of genuine jubilation on this Diamond Jubilee. At times, the horns from the surrounding ships was deafening, and the roars and cheers from those that lined the riverbanks was also quite something. From the shore, it must have been a spectacle, and from the water, I can tell you, it was an experience that none of us will ever forget.
Breaking news at 5, Prince Philip has been taken to hospital.
It's such a shame he's going to miss today, but get well soon, basically, and I hope he feels better.
It must be a bittersweet moment for her, really, when everybody's celebrating this wonderful occasion.
We wish him a speedy recovery, and we hope that it doesn't spoil the celebrations for Her Majesty this weekend.
For those of you who are attending this evening's Diamond Jubilee concert, the gloomy skies are set to brighten for the star-studded Buckingham Palace extravaganza.
10,000 people won tickets to be here at the event, but 500,000 more are expected in the Mall and in nearby parks to watch on big screens, while millions more will see it at home. The lineup includes a wealth of artists spanning the Queen's reign, from Cliff Richard, Paul McCartney and Elton John.
I'm so glad I'm doing this. I'm so more jazzed about doing this than ever.
To Kylie, Cheryl Cole and Jessie J.
Perhaps it was Stevie Wonder who said it best tonight. Isn't she lovely? He sang. 250,000 people joined in.
Your Majesty, Mummy. The only sad thing about this evening is that my father couldn't be here with us because, unfortunately, he is taken on well. But, ladies and gentlemen, if we shout loud enough, he might just hear us in hospital and get... A Diamond Jubilee is a unique and special event. As a nation, this is our opportunity to thank you and my father for always being there for us and for making us proud to be British.
The concert concluded with fireworks illuminating Buckingham Palace. Her Majesty the Queen brought the evening to a close, though, lighting the national beacon. Join others across the Commonwealth alight in recognition of her 60 years on the throne.
I just thought it was absolutely incredible, and I think
the most touching things, Prince Charles.
I've given myself a sore throat, I can hardly speak. It was just absolutely amazing.
It was brilliant, really good, really thoroughly enjoyed that. I thought the Queen really moved, really touched.
I thought the fireworks were amazing as well. They were really, really cool.
The only other Diamond Jubilee service of Thanksgiving at St Paul's was for Queen Victoria back in 1897. Today, Her Majesty will arrive to a fanfare very shortly. The service itself is led by the Archbishop of Canterbury. It'll include a special song sung by a choir of children drawn from all around the UK. There'll also be a special prayer written by the Chapter of St Paul's. We have a decent enough morning in central London, the weather just beginning to pick up. We have an iconic setting, as you can hear, and a historic day ahead of us.
We are marking 6 decades of living proof that public service is possible and that it is a place where happiness can be found.
You can hear the St Paul's bells ringing. Although there were 2,000 people inside, it felt very, very intimate inside such a grand venue as well.
Everybody zoomed up, flags went up, you know, and everybody grew 5 inches taller. And it was just, my heart just went, I just fluttered. I just loved it.
Here comes the Queen now in an open-top carriage, as she had hoped for, so that the crowd can get the best possible view. The Queen sat next to the Duchess of Cornwall, and opposite them, Prince Charles, smiling and waving to the crowd as the Queen goes by, and the screams and cheers from the tens of thousands of people here, followed in a second carriage by the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, who are sitting forwards as they travel towards Buckingham Palace, with Prince Harry sat on the opposite seats.
Just looks as though she looked straight at you. It was lovely, yeah. It's the closest I've ever got.
We could see all the colours and they had the carriage open, so that was really nice. We thought it was going to rain, so we've been really lucky.
Here they come now, just this small party stepping onto the balcony, led by the Queen. And cheers from the crowd. And flags waved right down to Trafalgar Square, which is a long way down a long street. And what a sight that must be for the Queen from her raised platform up on that balcony. But the Queen with a smile for the crowds. Queen pointing to the skies as the planes fly over Buckingham Palace for this RAF flypast, a selection of World War II aircraft heading over. And now on their way, the Red Arrows. This probably will get very noisy indeed.
Proud to be British, yeah, no doubt about it.
Come on, we're covered in our Union Jacks. We got the flags out. We love Queenie. We love our Queen.
Hip hip hooray!
Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray!
Proud, absolutely proud. Yeah.
I've been through the whole lot: the coronation, the silver jubilee when I had my children, the golden, obviously, which is just amazing to think you've lived through all that and been part of it. A very proud day today.
And one final wave from the Queen as she turns round to lead the royal party. That small royal party of just 6 people out on the balcony in its red drapes and yellow trimmings. And the Queen leads the party back into Buckingham Palace. And that wraps up the Jubilee celebrations here at Buckingham Palace. In the rain, the crowd, many of whom have been here for the full 4 days, camping out in all sorts of conditions, rain and cold, they finally can head home.